Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 51. Psalm 25, The Fountain of Eternal Youth. Who is there that is not suffering in his body for some sin against the laws of life and health, that is, against God's life, committed no doubt in the ignorance of youth, or from some inherited weakness that has been magnified by continued yielding to it? The sin was committed in ignorance, but we suffer nevertheless, even after we have learned the right way. Is there then no hope for us, that we may be freed from the infirmity? Or must we suffer for our past ignorance as long as we live? There need to be no uncertainty about this matter, for the Scriptures speak plainly. Let us read one blessed promise. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. This is a prayer inspired by the Holy Spirit, who is sent to help our infirmities, and to teach us to pray as we ought. And he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Therefore we know this prayer is one that God is pleased to answer, and that he will forget the sins of our youth, because he will destroy them, swallow them up in his life. Our sins were committed in ignorance, and the Lord, who has compassion on the ignorant, and on them that are out of the way, gives us his own wisdom. He does this, teaching us the right way, because he is good and upright. But in that God is good and upright, or faithful and just, he forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It is by his knowledge that the righteous servant of God makes many righteous, for he shall bear their iniquities. All things that pertain unto life and godliness are given to us through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, but in giving us wisdom, and he gives it freely to all who lack it and ask for it, God does not merely give us the knowledge which enables us to recognize our failure and leaves us to mourn over it. The gospel does not leave us to hopeless regrets, but begets us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, making us partakers of the divine nature. Being born again, born from above, we have the privilege of beginning life anew. Is it not a glorious prospect? How often we have said, if I could live my life over again. But if we could, we should without doubt do the same things again that we have done. God provides something far better than that, in giving to us an entirely new life, so that we may begin again under entirely new and better conditions. In forgiving all our iniquities, God provides healing for all our diseases. Read the exhortation to bless him, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. In renewing our youth, God redeems our life from destruction, and the provision for this wondrous redemption is placed within our reach, in all the good gifts of God, and is even placed within us, since the word is near us, in our mouth and in our heart, and God's everlasting power and divinity are manifested in everything that he has made. In Christ we find the fountain of eternal youth. Therefore, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.